This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobab busy in meeting with party cadres to inquire about the election situation for the upcoming November 20 election. Total lunar eclipse to occur today at 5:11 p.m. Guru Nanak Jayanti being celebrated across the country today. And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Ukraine is the first reason to act on climate change. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deobab, who is currently in Thangadi, is busy in meeting with party cadres and leaders at present. Prime Minister Deobab is contesting for the post of Member of the House of Representatives from Dadeldhura in the upcoming November 20 parliamentary election, and he is specially prioritizing meetings with party's disgruntled cadres and leaders. Prime Minister Deobab is also taking stock about the election situation and party's election-oriented activities for the poll. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has left home for a six-day-long official visit to Iceland. President Bhandari is to attend a Global Forum Women Leaders being held in Reykjavik of Iceland on 8 to 10 November 2022. The forum is co-hosted by Women Political Leaders, WPL, the Government of Iceland and the Parliament of Iceland. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and Chairman of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timalsina, bade farewell to the President at the VVIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Bhandari is scheduled to receive the award and deliver an acceptance speech. The president will also deliver a keynote speech in the forum. The Takshashila Astronomy Club Kathmandu has made arrangements to show total lunar eclipse that will occur today. Senior astronomer Jayanta Acharya said astronomy enthusiasts could view the eclipse that would occur since moonrise at 5:11 p.m. from the rooftop of the academy situated in Samakushi. According to the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the eclipse will be visible from Nepal for 1 hour and 23 minutes and would be seen clearly following the sunset at 5:13 p.m. It will end at 6:34 p.m. A lunar eclipse occurs when the moon travels through the Earth's shadow. A total lunar eclipse takes place when the Earth comes between the sun and the full moon and blocks the sun's direct rays from lighting up the moon. CPN Yamal Chairman KP Sharma Oli has stated that only a stable government can ensure development and prosperity. Addressing an election rally in Burdibang or Baglung yesterday, Chairman Oli said a robust force should be there in place for the government formation. On the occasion, Oli claimed that his party was united and there was no factionalism in UML. Chairman Oli reiterated his commitment to retain Nepal's lost territory after the formation of the UML-led government after November 4 elections. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged artists to play the role of campaigners in order to hold the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly member in a free and fearless environment. At an interaction with artists organized by the Election Commission yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia shared that the role of artists would be effective to create election environment and to maintain a sense of friendship and unity among the competitors even after the election. He showed professional and constructive contribution to make the election a success by disseminating election and voter education related messages from their social sites and to thereby ward off the misinformation, disinformation and hate speech. Meanwhile, the Press Council Nepal has urged the media not to publish any election centric news and advertisements in and one-sided manner. The council, in a press statement released yesterday, drew the attention of all concerned towards this end. The statutory body established to promote standards of a free press in a democratic society has said that the media publishing about political parties or candidates contesting the upcoming parliamentary elections should notify the audiences that such advertisements were paid once in accordance with the election code of conduct. The birth anniversary of Guru Nanak, the first Sikh Guru, is being observed by organizing various programs today. It is celebrated on the day of Kartik Purnima, the full moon day in the month of Kartik every year as per the lunar calendar. Guru Nanak was born on full moon day in the month of Kartik in 1526 Bikram Sambat, BS rather, in Punjab province of Pakistan. He had started the concept of humanism by putting casteism to an end. Newly appointed ambassador of Nepal to Japan, Dr. Durga Bahadur Subedi, presented his letters of credence to the Emperor of Japan, Naruhito, amidst a special ceremony held at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo yesterday. Welcoming Ambassador Dr. Subedi, His Majesty the Emperor of Japan expressed his happiness over the excellent state of relations existing between the two friendly countries and hoped that the close and cordial ties of friendship and cooperation would be further consolidated in future. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The war in Ukraine is a reason to act faster to tackle climate change, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has told the UN Climate Summit COP27. Climate and energy security go hand in hand, he said in his first international appearance since taking office. Leaders from 120 countries are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to discuss next steps in curbing climate change. Key topics are compensation and support for the most affected countries. In a series of speeches, leaders urged rich countries to stay the course in stopping further climate change despite the war in Ukraine and global financial problems. Nations on the front line of climate change laid out the stark impacts of higher temperatures, drought and floods on people and the environment. U.S. National Security Advisor Zake Sullivan has confirmed communication channels between Washington and Moscow remain open despite the war in Ukraine. Speaking in New York, Sullivan said it was in the interests of the U.S. to maintain contact with the Kremlin, but he insisted officials were clear-eyed about who they were dealing with. It comes as the White House refuses to deny reports that Sullivan has been leading talks with Russia to prevent a nuclear escalation in Ukraine. The Wall Street Journal reports that Sullivan has held confidential discussions with his Russian counterpart, Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev, and a senior Kremlin foreign policy advisor Yuri Ushakov over the past several months. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Deo Bhai Bizen meeting with party cadres to inquire about the election situation for the upcoming November 20 election. Total lunar eclipse to occur today at 5:11 p.m. Guru Nanak Jayanti being celebrated across the country today. And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Ukraine is the first reason to act on climate change. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.